Now, we live in a great country, and I was really glad for the patriotic stuff earlier, and I love our country. But we also live in a country which in many respects has become very deceived. And one of the things we're deceived about comes out of kind of the democratic ideal that relates to we all get a vote. And I don't know how many of you have gotten tired of all the polls on the news programs all the time. Call in this. And so many of our, this percent of our viewers think that this, that, and the other thing. And you know what the bottom line question that I have about that is, who cares? It does not matter what we think. Now, of course, it matters what we believe, but the cumulative results of these polls makes no difference. When it comes to truth, we don't have a vote. God is not looking at the polls and taking notes. Oh, they think that. Okay, I'll just revise it to fit what they think. No, it doesn't happen that way. God's truth is God's truth, regardless of what you and I think about it. We don't get a vote. So what we've got to do is just submit to it, recognize it, even when we don't like it. Are there some biblical doctrines that I like better than other doctrines? I love the doctrine of grace. I mean, wow. I mean, that is God's mercy, God's love, God's compassion for me. That God has this perfect design and plan for my life, that he's given me gifts and passions. That's all great stuff. Well, how about the doctrine of eternal punishment? Is that a fun one? No. Is that one that you get excited about? Is that one that feels good? No, but you know what? God never said pick and choose. Like, take these, but not these. And probably if we take those verses that we underline and take then a good look at the verses we don't underline, there's probably a whole lot of truth in the ones we haven't underlined that we need to take a good look at. And the ones that we don't put up on the refrigerator or the bathroom mirror or the dashboard or wherever when we're memorizing scripture, because there's a lot of truth in scripture that we need to take a careful look at.